we are on the move. We have Zoe on the platform today. Thank you all for tuning in. Phone lines are open. Lady Diva. Hello, Zoe. Are you with me?
I sure am. How are you?
All right. All right. That track there will get you going. We are on the move. When did that track came out, though?
That was off of the 2013 Man Made album, which actually just turned 7 years old yesterday. So, nice little album anniversary that just passed.
Right. Thank you for that information. Where are you calling from?
Silver Spring, Maryland. But I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan.
All right. Detroit, Maryland.
Yes, indeed.
Call in. All right. So tell us how your music career began briefly, Zoe. What and whom was your inspiration?
Early on, my inspirations were my parents. My father played guitar. My mother played piano. That wasn't their main jobs, but music was always in the house. It was really something that I couldn't get away from, and it was something that they always encouraged, and their record collection was always readily available for me, and I just took it all in as a kid, and music didn't take it wasn't my primary focus until I was probably about 22, because up to then I was a big baseball fanatic, and ended up getting drafted out of high school and went to college to play ball, and once baseball ended, then music became my focus. So that was kind of my start. It was kind of an unorthodox start, but here we are. We're here now.
So how did it come around with the foreign exchange?
That was through foreign exchange member Fonte. I met him when he was still with Little Brother in 2005 in Ann Arbor, and he and I started a working relationship pretty much right off the bat. I was already a fan of his and theirs, and turns out that he knew who I was, so we started working, and I ended up doing a song off of the Foreign Exchange's Leave It All Behind album called If She Breaks Your Heart, which is a Stevie Wonder remake. From there, I got on the road with them. I started touring with them in 2008 and became their musical director and have been ever since. So, once again, just little sparks here and there that, kind of
yeah.
Turn the future a little bit.
Well, your music and your melody, your lyrics, it has no expiration date. I mean, you can pull up on that music, and it doesn't sound like it's way back in 2000,
Yeah, thank you.
I still love the Foreign Exchange, and before Foreign Exchange, I play your music. And sometimes when you play music, you go through the whole album, and then you go back in it like years later and like, okay, I like that one now, So music to me has no expiration date. It's still good. So
absolutely.
I would like to get on this new album, which is The Forefront. Tell us
yes,
about
indeed.
It.
Forefront is an album I released back in August of 2019. Didn't really get a chance to tour it like that because of this obstacle we're going through right now with this pandemic, but I love the album. I love the album. I was actually having a conversation with Fonte just last week about revisiting the album and how it still sounded good and still felt good. And I think with this album, I think a lot of people are kind of turning a blind eye to it for whatever reason, but hopefully they'll wake up to it here soon,
Well, it got me. It really got me. I heard Love Up and On the Four, I had goosebumps on my arms. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
So that's the feeling I got. And it makes you want to dive into the rest of the album. But yeah, eventually people will turn around. Are you ready for it when they do, when that curve hit?
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. So what I would like to do is play on the four. Sparked you to do the that track there? Is there a story behind it?
Kind of, sort of. I just wanted to do something with a house feel. I'm from Detroit. You know, our cousins to the west in Chicago. You know, Chicago and Detroit always have a nice little competition as far as like house records and that
all
type
right.
of thing. So, you know, I wanted to make it feel like I was at a Chicago house party at 2 in the morning and
they're
playing something that, like, you know, what would I want to hear that feels good at this point in the night.
And
added a little bit of percussion and it's about feeling. I wanted the record to feel good. Yeah.
And that's the feeling I got, because I go down to Chicago. I haven't been to Detroit, but yeah, I got that feeling. I sure did.
Yeah.
So here is On the Four, everyone. I'll be right back, Zoe.
Yes, indeed.
Worked all day, time is set it up. It's my time to play. Nothing's in my way. I'm gonna lose it all. Night has come, I wanna shake it off.
right, Zoe. Now it's time for you to give your information, your website.
Everything of mine is found at Zoe35. That's Z-O, the number 3, H-R-E-E, the number 5, I-V-E, and that's .com. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Zoe35, everything across the board.
All right. And I'd like to ask you your Facebook, IG, and your Twitter, and how many Facebook pages you have. Go right ahead.
Just the one at Zoe35. You put at Zoe35 in there, it'll pop up.
Okay. All right.
It'll pop up.
Thank you. All right. So I like to play another one that's called Love Up. Is there a brief story behind this track here, Love Up?
Not necessarily. I wanted to kind of keep a feel of, just some sunshiny, thick 80s drums, heavy melodies. We call it on Carmen Rogers, who I tour with, who was also on the Four, and my man Eric Roberson, who was also on We're on the Move. Frequent collaborators, two folks who, I consider family. So, I think that they came through and shined in this duet. I think it was dope.
Right. And just to let your my listeners know, fans out there, the Love Up and On the Four is on the Forefront album. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Hard enough being all alone.
Is there any music, future music projects you want to mention that's coming up?
Yes, I'm working on two EPs right now. One with a fellow producer out of Detroit named Tall Black Guy, and another with another frequent collaborator named Cy Smith. So I'm doing two EPs, one with Tall Black Guy, one with Cy Smith, both scheduled to be out this year, I guess, depending on, you know, I guess what happens
right.
with this pandemic. But, you know, in some ways, releasing music while everybody is at home is a good thing, too. So
right,
you might see that
right.
pretty soon.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So
for
I'd
sure.
like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans and followers to get out of this forefront album, or rather all of your music?
Just, you know, I just want my music to make your day better, make your, you know, inspire, make your day better. If you're having, you know, a type of day or type of work week or, you know, a type of month or a couple months in regards to this quarantine situation, you know, and you want to feel some type of upliftment, and, you know, you want to get yourself in a little bit better spirits, and you know, if you're able to put on my music and it helps with that, then I'm happy. I've done my job.
Right. Thank you for that information. So, will you be doing any online events scheduled online?
I don't have anything scheduled. You know, before everything hit, like I would go live just, you know, just to kind of connect with my listeners and things like that, just on, you know, on a pretty regular basis. And then after it hit, I hadn't really had a desire to do so. You know, I may pop up on there sporadically and just, you know, just at least reach out and see how everybody's doing and all of that. But I don't have anything scheduled right now, no.
So how do you do your online events, on IG or Facebook Live?
Either or.
Okay.
Normally just Facebook Live. I've started doing some stuff on IG Live as well. As far as like interviews and things like that, interactions, stuff like that.
Well, everyone, just stay on his back. Stay tuned. Never know when he'll pop up, right?
For sure. Keep live.
All right. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out. All the persons that put up with you and supported you throughout your music career. Go right ahead, Zoe.
Oh, that's it. I mean, you know, just shouting out everybody who's listening and those who pass the music on to their people. I think that as an independent musician, like, you know, one of our greatest assets out here is word of mouth still. So, you know, when you get that good recommendation from someone whose music taste you trust, and it happens to be my, you know, one of my albums or one of my songs, you know, thank you very much for doing that. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for that information. You can, at this moment, like to ask you, would you like to give any advice to any up-and-coming artists? Or do you have any words of encouragement during these dark times we're dealing with?
Just keep pushing, man. You know, it's I know just as, you know, again, as an independent artist, like, you know, everything is kind of up in the air because nothing is open, and we don't know for how long. So at this point, you know, it's just a point where, you know, you kind of gotta dig deep and stay consistent. It's more important to stay consistent through this thing,
right.
more than any time, because, you know, we just don't know.
Right.
You know, we don't know. Not necessarily when things will be open, but when this virus will go away and when the curve will actually flatten. So, you know, just hang in there, get some of your close peoples in a group chat so y'all can, you know, kind of keep each other's spirits lifted. You know, keep in contact with your folks if you feel like it. Because, I mean, you know, some days I feel like, you know, contacting like 10 of my people and checking up on them. And other days I don't feel like contacting anybody. So I understand it. So, I mean, you know, I guess all in all, hang in there as best you can.
And thank you for that. Thank you so much, Zoe. I want to tell you, I want to thank you for coming on my platform. I am one of your fans. So
thank you.
Any other future projects, look me up. I'll put you on air. And thank you. Thank you so much. And happy holiday. Happy Memorial holiday to you. What you going to be doing on the holiday?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I've taken this time. The good thing about this time is that I've been able to do a lot of things that I wasn't able to do when I was running around. So, you know, I'll probably sit down with, you know, some documentaries or finish watching Ozark or something. You know, I've watched probably half of Netflix. So, you know, I'll probably just be doing that.
All right. Thank you. And
for sure.
You have a blessed weekend. And I will be playing Show Me the Way by Zoe. And you have a blessed day, blessed holiday. And thank you, Zoe, again. Appreciate it.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Show Me the Way by Zoe. I'm going to leave and go off the air, everyone. I'm going to sign out with It's Going to Be All Right by Mesa Leaks. She will be my next upcoming guest May the 27th at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in. This is It's Gonna Be All Right. And thank you all for your support for Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up.
Twinkle in your eye, and I know, it's gonna be alright. I see the rainbow in the sky,
love.
I see the twinkle in your eye.
all right.